Audio point 5. You will now be passing a dry stone wall on your right, thought to be medieval in age and could have been the old county boundary. The wall is one example of how local stone has been used and is still used today. Jackie Malpass, geologist for the Clwydian Range, tells us more.
If you notice when you're walking, the dry stone walls are thin slivers of stone. Those are the Silurian mudstones. They don't make terribly good dry stone walls, but they're easily available, and farmers generally will tend to use what is easily available and local to build their dry stone walls. But if you notice in the Vale of Clwyd below you, you can't see any walls. All the boundaries are hedges. That's because there are no suitable rocks down there for making walls, so the farmers will use hedges rather than walls. So wherever you go, anywhere in the country, if you look at the dry stone walls, that will give you a good idea of what the local rock is.
You may wonder how the hills have formed and why there is such a contrast between the range and the Vale of Clwyd. The features of the Clwydian Range were formed millions of years ago, and the area was very different back then.
Well, the Clwydian Range really has two main features to it. So there's the main spine, which is where the hill forts are. Those rocks are about 420 million years old. They were formed in a deep, deep ocean that covered this part of North Wales. And in those rocks, we can find evidence of life. We can find very small creatures called graptolites that evolved very rapidly, and those are still used to date rocks. And then if we look over towards the Vale of Clwyd, there's a very, very steep slope going down into the vale. And that's a major fault, a very ancient major fault, that was formed when the Vale of Clwyd was opening up as into a rift valley. So we've got the Vale of Clwyd on the left and the main spine of hills.
The last ice age ended about 17,000 years ago. Thick ice sheets covered the area, smoothing out hills and gouging out valleys. 3,000 years later, woodland had begun to spread over the landscape. During the Stone Age, hunter-gatherers began to create clearings by burning areas of the woodland to attract animals and make hunting easier. By 6000 BC, people had begun to farm and clear more woodland to allow room for grazing and growing crops. But with less tree cover and increased farming, the soils began to erode away. Growing crops on higher ground declined, and stocked grazing suppressed the growth of taller vegetation. This led to the development of the heather moorland, which favoured the nutrient-poor soils. Human beings have had a significant impact on the Clwydian Range. Their activities have affected the landscape in the past, and we continue to shape the landscape today. Continue along the pathway until you reach the Jubilee Tower and the summit of Mor Famau. You will find Audio Point 6 here. To hear how the Victorian geologists dated the hills, continue listening. Otherwise, hang up now.
If you can imagine, you're making a sponge cake with lots of different layers, and in different layers you put different things, like you put chocolate buttons in one, hundreds and thousands in the other, and all those sorts of things, and layer it up. And then you cut it as if it was faulted, like the Vale of Clwyd fault. So you've got it at different levels. You know you're at exactly the same level if you find hundreds and thousands in the one below and hundreds of thousands in the one above. You know you're in the same layer. But these women did exactly the same with graptolites. Particular graptolites formed in particular layers. So if you found that layer with that graptolite 100 yards away that looked in a different layer because of faulting from one that you found somewhere else, you knew you were in the same horizon because you got the same fossils. And that's what they did. They went all over the area finding these little quarries, finding the graptolites, and then mapping on a map exactly where they found these different horizons. And that's how they worked it all out. And it took years of work. And those sites are still available. And that's what the research work did, was we found their sites. And they've now been designated. And the local planners and people know which are those sites. So if there's any applications for any development on any of these sites, people now know that they're important to the history of geology and to the history of the Clwydian range.